right? Good morning, everybody. We're going to get started. And I'm being recorded, so I'm going to just keep going, okay? So let me pray first, okay? Father, I thank you, Lord, for, first of all, this beautiful day and this wonderful season that you've blessed us with, the warm weather, and it's just been so lovely. I thank you for that. And thank you for all these ladies who've come this morning. I just ask that you would bless our time together. I pray for my words, Lord, that they would be the words that you want me to speak, that you would calm my spirit, that you would be just glorified in what I have to say and in our time, and that it would just be encouraging. So we commit this time to you, and we trust you, we love you, and just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, my voice is really shaking. Okay. It's going to be okay, right? I have my water bottle here. I do need my glasses. All right, so I'm going to talk about the word creative, and the verse that this is from is in Proverbs, obviously, Proverbs 31:24, which says, "She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchants." So at first when Jolene asked if I would talk about this, I'm like, creative, okay, what am I going to say about that? Like one word, you know, or one verse. Well, then my mind just started to go all over, you know how that is. So then it was narrowing it down, you know. So I'm just going to share with you my notes and the things that the Lord has put on my heart, and maybe a little bit all over the place, but I just hope that it's encouraging to you. Some of the words that first came to my mind when I looked at this word creative were create, comes from the word create, creator, creation, and procreation. And it fits perfectly with what Pastor Dave has been preaching on Sunday mornings. And procreation is something very near and dear to my heart. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to just kind of talk about that. But first of all, when we look at creation, we see beauty and purpose. Everything God does is beautiful and for a purpose. When we look at woman, we see that how she was created and why she was created. We read in Genesis that she was created to be Adam's helpmeet. It's a really old word, but I really like that word, helpmeet, helper. It's not commonly used, but it means helper. God told Adam and Eve to take dominion, to be fruitful and multiply. One way that woman is fruitful is through childbearing. God created our bodies for this very thing. This is a beautiful thing. And one that I think our culture glosses over very easily, this idea of woman being a child bearer. And I think as women, we feel that and we sense that, but our culture doesn't affirm that, I think, in a godly way, for sure. Let's see. When we look at, I love this word, the teleological purpose of our bodies, we see that our bodies are created for childbearing. God uses us to bring image bearers into the world. Of course, we need men to partner in this with us, although we're trying to get away from that in our culture, even that. But God's design is that we would marry and have children with one man, our husband. When we get married, we are united in flesh and we bring forth children. This is amazing, and I can't help but mention it and glory in it. It is worth celebrating. God uses us to bring forth the crowning glory of his creation. That's creative. Some of us are not married, and some of us have not born children. Can we still be creative? Of course. We are created in the image of our Creator God. Let's talk about it. In her book, Discovering the Treasures of a Godly Woman, Elizabeth George says, "In the beginning, God created," Genesis 1:1. The very first words in the Bible describe our great and mighty God as one who created and thus was creative. But as an added bonus, my friend, you and I have been created in his own image. This means we possess some of God's attributes. That each time you create something, you are saying to everyone, "I am creative because my God is creative, and I am made in his image." When I think of the Proverbs 31 woman and her being creative, I do not think of crafty, which could be, I was thinking on the way over, that could even be evil. That's not what I meant. Like, serpent was crafty. That's not what I meant. I meant creative is purposeful. When we create something with purpose and meaning, that's what I'm talking about when I think of creative. And that's what the Proverbs 31 woman did. The things she makes serve a purpose. They are useful. They have value. She uses her creativity to meet a need, to bless others, and solve a problem. So let's talk about this idea of being creative. Do you think of yourself this way? If not, I hope to change your mind. Again, in her book, Elizabeth George breaks up her study into three categories. And so I'm going to have us look at some of these verses. There's a fair amount of verses. And I was thinking, this is really isn't a Bible study. I realize that. But when I read the verses, I'm like, we need to read these verses. I think they're valuable. God's word is valuable. So we are going to talk about her industry, her creativity, and her how she did this. So let's talk about her industry first. What did she do? So I need somebody to look at verse 13 of Proverbs 31. Verse 13, if someone could do verse 19, verse 21, and verse 22. So I'm going to ask somebody to read verse 13. Mandy. Thank you, Mandy.
She seeks willing flax and works with willing hands.
Okay. And then who has verse 19?
She puts her hands to the staff and her hands hold the spindle.
Okay. And how about verse 21?
She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet.
Okay, and then how about verse 22?
She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple.
Okay, so my question is, what do all these things have in common? Anybody have any thoughts? Like, what do you see in these verses that she's about her industry? What is she doing?
They all seem to correlate to textiles and working with clothing or household.
Fabrics?
Fabrics, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that I saw is that She's working, and she works with her hands. And the things that she is, you know, she's working in these verses. She's, you know, she could be cleaning her house. That would be working. But she's actually making things. That's the one thing that I saw. The work that she's doing is to make something. So she works with willing hands, with the wool and flax. She's spinning yarn with the distaff and the spindle, spinning yarn so she can make something with the yarn. And so she's not afraid of snow because she has made things to cover her family. Clothing, or I think one of these about bed coverings. bed coverings, and then her clothing. So she's working hard, and she's making all these things for her family. So that is just speaks of her being industrious in her home, taking the fabrics and the yarns and making things for her family, things that they need. And then also she's going to make things that she can sell. So just speaking of industry. We can talk quickly about her creativity. So verse 24 speaks of her making linen garments and selling them. And Elizabeth George kind of brings about this idea that she didn't just make things, she made beautiful things. So the sashes that she made for the merchants, they were made of linen. And Elizabeth George talks about that possibly they were made with spun gold and beads and things like that. So they were not just something practical to tie around them to hold up their whatever they wore, things like that. It was something beautiful, something lovely that she made and that she sold to them. And then, of course, she brought money into her home. She used her skills and talents to create beauty. She also created beauty in her home, which we talked a little bit about. Verse 24, the one about industry and the garments and selling them, speaks of that. And then also that the bed coverings that she made for her family members. I don't know what they look like, but I kind of imagined, you know, maybe quilts, like something that maybe something we might make, quilts. We would probably not make something out of a wood covering, a bed covering out of wool. I don't know if that's what she did or what she did, or out of linen or how she did that. But she beautified her home. That was something that stood out for me. She used her skills and talents to create beauty in her home and for her family and in her industry. And I have a question. Can you think of some examples of this? Like how maybe you have done this or could do this in your home? Like, I don't know if any of you have little industries out of your house, but how about just in your home? Like, what are some ways that you have tried to beautify your home, maybe for your people that come into your home or for your family? Just some ideas. Anybody want to share anything? Yeah.
I think through gardening, especially when we can't do that in Minnesota, mm-hmm. It's just making the exterior of the house look beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that. I hadn't thought of that. But I love when I drive by somebody's house and they have these beautiful, I always notice the beautiful gardens. You know, and then I'm just like, oh, I want to do that. But you know, it's a lot of work. Do you garden?
I do.
It's a lot of work, right? To make it look so beautiful. All the colors and, yeah. Right.
So, thinking back on that, I was thinking bringing the garden inside. So I like to grow flowers to attract pollinators to our veggie garden, but also to
Yes.
Fresh flowers throughout the summer.
Yeah.
Brightens the house.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. And I was thinking along those lines too. Like you could even if you maybe you know maybe you don't have flowers in a garden that you can bring into your house, but you can't really afford to buy flowers like roses or something. But you know even I was thinking like ditch weeds. Like do you guys ever notice the ditch weeds? Sometimes they're flowers, sometimes they are weeds. There's like these brown ones that you see. I don't know if you guys see those. When I drive out my way, I see a lot of that. And it's like you could just bring things like that into your home. And they're actually beautiful. And they're beautiful because God made them. And I find them beautiful. And I think those are easy ways you can just decorate your home. How about other people? What are, do you have ideas of maybe not even decorating, but just to add some sort of loveliness to your home? Yes, Mary.
This isn't a poem, but I was just thinking, giving things to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff that you don't need.
Yeah. Or lovely things that you have. Like a lot of women, like I have this, my mom gave me a lot of china and glass and all these teacups. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Well, those things would make really nice gifts. They would make lovely gifts for people. Yes, I agree. Or even to decorate your home, which we probably do have those things sitting out. Other ideas that people have that you, yeah.
Como saben, nos mudamos a Mon y las cortinas que habían son, las ventanas son más grandes y ya estaban como. Y tengo una pequeña máquina y estoy arreglando las cortinas.
Yeah, so as you know, I recently moved here to Mon and the curtains that we had in our previous house didn't fit our new bigger windows. So I'm now sewing and modifying the curtains that we had.
Yeah.
Y como ya se acerca el invierno, los antiguos dueños habían como descuidado cierta parte del lugar y cuando llueve se mete el agua, entonces le dije a mi esposo como compremos cemento y arreglemos esto y él dice, oh, pero en qué tiempo, y dije, yo va.
And so the previous owners of the house kind of didn't really take good care of the garage, and when it rains, water comes into the garage. And so I told my husband that we should buy some cement in order to alleviate this problem. He's like, well, when are we gonna get that? And he's like, so then mommy said, buy the cement and I'll do it.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Sometimes we do need to take the bull by the horns, right? And get it done. We are helpers, right? We are to be our husband's helpers. And so, yes. And we can, get frustrated sometimes about that. Like, why don't you do this, But sometimes we can do those things and it's okay. I can be a helper here. It's all right, any other ideas people have, for ways that you've been creative in your home or even outside of your home with gifts or things like that?
I didn't raise my hand. I was thinking a couple years ago, I realized that cloth napkins were the same size as pillow cover, inserts, for couch pillows. It's the same size. A cloth napkin is the same size. If you go to Hobby Lobby when they're 50% off, you can get a set of four for $7, $5, and you can put two of those together with a zipper and just change the look in your, so I do that seasonally
for
my home. I decorate seasonally, not everybody does that, but I like bringing in the colors of the season into my home. Mm-hmm. The outside is very sad. Everything's wilting and dying and not watered. So I love fake plants and decorating with things that I can't kill. So there's that. And then the other thing that, and this might be more of a practical thing, but I've kind of made it a point on every couch in my living room to have one blanket. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time when people come over or watching a movie or hanging out, they grab it and they wrap themselves in it. So I like to have blankets available. So that's more maybe a comfort thing versus a decorating thing. But and my husband was specific the other day. He's like, where did that one blanket go? And I'm like, well, that's part of my spring decorations, but I need one for fall. But there's those fleecy ones, there's ones that are just comforting. And so it's a type of decorating, but it's maybe more practical.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, very nice. Well, and just as people come into your home to feel that comforting feeling of just warmth with a blanket and pillows and things like that. Yeah, very nice. Anybody else have anything? Yeah.
I like to decorate with family photos so that there's kind of a history and a present.
Yeah.
Because my kids have an empty nester, so my kids
okay.
are there.
Yeah.
But they're there with all the photos.
Yeah. I think that there are, this is fun to share ideas, and it's not to make anybody feel bad, It's just, how can you maybe elevate what you're doing? I want to bring some beauty into my home. Maybe I don't think about that. I don't do that. I'm not a decorator. But you can still be creative in how you care for your home and your environment. And maybe this just gives you some ideas of different ways you could do that. We're not being like the 31, Proverbs 31 woman being industrious in that way, but we're being creative in that way. And I think when we do that, it's to we're not being creative. You know, one thing that I want to kind of draw attention to is having purpose in our creativity. Like, we're not just making a painting for to put in the closet or something like that, or just for ourselves, but it's intentional and with purpose. And I think that's really important when we think about our creativity and glorifying the Lord in that. Some ideas I came up with is I love the idea of cloth napkins. In our home, we use cloth napkins and a tablecloth. For some people, it's like, oh, that seems like a lot of work or whatever. But those are little things that can just elevate, you know, your living space or bless your family. Like, the table is important where we come together and we eat together. And so we put a tablecloth on. And, you know, these things you can get at thrift stores. And so it's not like it's expensive. I also thought of, and I think in our culture, I don't know if we're a temporary culture or just too busy, but how about serving food on dishes, you know, or maybe lovely dishes. Maybe you go to the thrift store and you find some china, or maybe everyday dishes that are nicer than what you have, or something, or the dishes you serve your food in. Like, it's easy to just serve it in plastic, you know, like the leftovers. We have a lot of leftovers. And I sometimes am like, no, I'm going to put this in a nice dish. Yes, it creates more work. But, you know, setting a lovely table, I think, really elevates what you're doing and blesses those who come to the table. They might not realize it, especially boys. They might not care. But I think they do. I think they do. When you care, I think that says something. So you might not do that for yourself all the time, but if you have guests, you know, those little things can really bless others, I think, and show, tell them that you care about them enough to go just a little extra. You're not trying to impress. You're just trying to be a blessing and go out of your way. So along with that, I also wanted to mention just a note, a friend of mine, like, you know, maybe you're tight, your budget is very, very tight. There's so many ways that you can be creative. You know, I don't care to shop at thrift stores too much myself because I'm really sensitive to smells. And a lot of times they have a lot of, I don't know what, Febreze or something. And it just, like, I don't like it. So I get very cranky. So I don't like to be there. But I have a friend who bought wool sweaters at thrift stores. And she felted all the wool sweaters. I think she cut them up and she felted them. And then she cut them and she bound the edges somehow really cute. She gave this as a gift. These were pot holders. She gave these as a gift. I still have mine. This was maybe 15 years ago. So I just saw one in my drawer and I was like, I'm just going to bring that up. Like, a simple little project where you're kind of being industrious. You're creating something out of something else, repurposing and blessing someone with something really practical. Okay, so, the other thing I was thinking about was refinishing furniture. I saw a table in somebody's garage, somebody from church, and I didn't ask her about the table, but I saw it, and it looked like it was stripped, like it was just bare wood. And it was a beautiful table, and I was like, she must be refinishing that table. And I thought, wow, you could get a table at a garage sale, again, at a thrift store or whatever. And that sounds like a lot of work to me. But you know what? All these things are sewing. Oh my gosh, that's so much work. You mean take out the sewing machine? I don't even know how to sew. So we might have to kind of, you know, get into a different frame of mind. Like, okay, this is work. This is industry, you know? All right. So my next question was the how. How did she do it? How did she do all of this? I know there are women who look at this and go, how in the world did she do all this? Really, you gotta be kidding me. Without a sewing machine, you know, all the machinery we have, whatever. She ran a household and she had children, who knows how many. How did she get things done? So I have some more verses that I thought would be of benefit for us to look at because it's good. Okay, so Proverbs 6, 9 to 11. Somebody take that. And then I have Proverbs 10:4. Okay. Proverbs 12:11. Anybody want to like shout out, I got it or something? Maybe that would be helpful so we don't all look up the same one.
I'll do 10-4.
Okay. 6, 9 to 11. Okay, Liz, you have that? Okay, and then Proverbs 6, 9 to 11. And you're reading King James Version, right?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's
so. Okay. So.
10-4.
Sure.
A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
Okay, so she was diligent. Used her hand time wisely. Proverbs 12:11.
Okay. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread. But he who follows worthless
pursuits lacks sense.
Okay. Proverbs 14:23.
Okay.
In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty.
Okay. Proverbs 18:9.
Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys.
Okay, Proverbs 28:19.
Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty.
Okay, and then I will read the last one. It's Proverbs 31:27. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. So all these verses talk about how easy it is to be lazy and to kind of waste time. And that's something she did not do. And I think it's a good challenge because it's, I don't know about you guys, but I can pick up my phone really easily. And I, you know, it's like, I'm going to put this down right now, you know, because it's a time waster. It's a time waster. And there's a lot of other things that we can do that waste time. And it's good to rest. And it's good to pace ourselves. And it's good to get exercise completely. 100%. All those things are so, so important. But, you know, how can we, I don't have the answer to this question, but how can we be challenging ourselves to make the best use of our time? I think one of the verses for the days are evil. I don't know, that was one that we read from Proverbs. And so it's just so easy to do that, to just kind of waste time on things that really aren't important. So that's what she didn't do. That's why she was able to get all of this accomplished and raise her family and even have a little industry. So so that's all I have. That's what I came up with for you guys. And I just have a little closing remark here. We were created to create. In this verse, Proverbs 31:24, we are we see the Proverbs 31, she sets an example for us as of a woman who worked hard using her talents to bless her family and others. She not only made things, she made beautiful things that were profitable. She was industrious. She did all of this from her home while raising a family. She had her priorities right. Her goal was not self-glorification, but I believe God glorification. And yeah, so I just want to encourage you with those words. All right. Thank you. And I have some, I came up with some questions for discussion, so.